Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If you needed more proof that Pete Haley's an alien, he's chosen to listen to Milli Vanilli at any and all
they
possible
were aliens.
Times. Right now.
Their mouths were moving. No sound was coming out, right. But they made songs.
It's true. It's very true. Let's get to the BetQL guest line presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, and talk to our friend from NBC Sports Washington, Mr. Pete Haley. Pedro, how do you do, buddy?
Hey, JP. Hey, Brian. Before you guys start asking me questions, I wonder if I could get some advice from you two on a culinary thing.
All right. What's that?
You say culinary or culinary?
You say culinary. It sounds like colon. Like
it
you
sure sounded something. Like colon. Look, we've been talking culinary. About aliens for a half hour. I don't know that we can do colons.
All right. Well, I'm trying to find some new lunch options, and I'm going to start with some BLTs this week. Do you have any tips or any must-dos on your BLTs?
Make sure your bacon is crispy.
Okay.
A little more mayo than you think.
Cool.
And fresh bread. Potato bread would probably be better.
Potato bread's banging.
Do you look for a little toast on the bread? Maybe put them in the skillet, get some butter on there? Or do you like the bread just kind of out of the package?
You could toast it with just a little bit of butter, not too much.
I like it not toasted, but I'm perhaps an alien there. I know most people prefer it toasted.
Okay, but thank you. That concludes the culinary part of this call, I guess.
All the trouble you have with choking, and here you are just going back to sandwiches. So.
Well, my PB&Js are too dry and they almost kill me, so I'm hoping the BLT is a little different, but it's going to be with the same bread, so in all likelihood, this won't last very long, and I'll have to go back to the drawing board.
Pete goes to the doctor, and the doctor tells him, take smaller bites, son. All right, let's talk about something of which will sound better and isn't about UFOs or BLTs. I want to talk Commanders. OTAs start next week. And I think there's a number of questions facing the organization where, you know, there is a group out there that has relatively high hopes, but I think most are expecting a down year for Washington. I am not one of them. I think they're going to win 10 games. I've been pretty clear on that the whole time. What are your biggest question marks going into OTAs next week? What do you want to see at the top of the list?
I would like to see... And this is probably asking a little too much because they'll be their first time together. But I remember with Fitzpatrick last year during OTAs, minicamp, and training camp, it always felt like we were trying to talk ourselves into he's growing in the offense, he's getting better. But it felt like we were forcing ourselves. It looks like he was uncomfortable. He wasn't clicking with guys. The offense wasn't moving the ball that well. I would like to see Carson Wentz and his skill players hit the ground running because I was thinking this morning, they may not have improved at linebacker, at safety, offensive line with Sheriff gone, bringing in Trey Turner and Norwell's maybe a wash. But in terms of the skill groups, if you get Jahan Dotson and he is a day one contributor, if Curtis Samuel's healthy, Brian Robinson's now in the backfield, and Cole Turner might be the steal of the fifth round with the way they're talking him up, he's got plenty of options. So I want to see some smoothness in that offense because it always seems like the defense wins, and I know that might be how it works early on and maybe how it works in training camp a lot of the time regardless. But I like the offense to kind of take things by the horns here and really, you know, maybe not dominate, but look competent to explosive because that's what this group needs to be for this team to get to that 10-win benchmark.
Yeah, you know, Pete, for the last 2 years when this team starts, they seem to start slow. And other teams seem to be ready to go. And we watched it where they took it easy on the veteran players last year and the year before. And other teams come out, and they seem to go a little hard at them when they hit the football field they're ready to go. Do you think the approach has to change some?
Yeah, I do think it does, Brian. And as long as I've known you, you've said two things to me very often. One, you always point out that I have a bird chest. And two, you point out that Washington doesn't push its veterans hard enough. And I still have a bird chest, but hopefully they push the veterans a little more. And I hope that guys like Chase Young, for example, whether he's healthy enough or not to get going right away, realize that taking OTAs off last year and maybe, you know, putting the old cart before the horse in terms of talking about getting sack records, Montez Sweat and Chase Young, like those guys, they need to realize that they haven't arrived yet. And I think going 7-9 and making the wild card, Ron was talking about maturity. I think maybe there was a sense of, it's weird to say complacency for a team that wasn't even at 500, but there might have been a little complacency or a little like, all right, after we make these additions, we're going to be great. And they weren't great. So I hope that there is a sense of desperation a little bit with Carson, knowing where he is in his career, Ron and his coaching staff, some of these players who looked okay in 2020 and then took a step back in 2021. I hope every one of these guys realizes how important 2022 is.
Pete Landfill here, quick question. Are you higher pitched than normal?
I don't think so, no.
You sound higher pitched.
You do a little, okay. like your nose is stuffed up or something.
Oh, well, I thought me and Lancel were just having that talk on the side. I thought my phone went out or something. No. I'm glad I didn't say like the F word or anything. All right, hello, audience. No, I don't think I'm higher pitched, but I can try to talk in a lower voice if you'd like me to.
Just be yourself.
Okay.
As far as the injured players, who are you more excited to see? Even I doubt we see any of them running around. But Curtis Samuel, Chase Young, Logan Thomas, like who do you want to see out there?
So Logan, I don't want to take him for granted, but I think we know what Logan can do. He's going to be a monster in the red zone. And if his knee holds up, he's going to catch 60 balls and just be really dependable. Chase, of course, is the guy who is most important. But when we see him right now, he's not going to really be able to do much. You know, defensive ends are pretty limited in what they can do in these practices. And just, I'm a wide receiver biased person, and I've heard so much about what Curtis can do and can add to this offense. And Ron Rivera and Scott Turner are saying that the injury is behind him. So I'm going to be looking at Curtis. And yes, you know, what's a great season from Curtis? Well, his best year in Carolina was 850 receiving yards. So it's not like he's going to go off for 1,200 this year. But if he can give them 8 to 850, some end arounds, some gadget plays, some tosses out of the backfield, combine that with McLaurin and Dotson, then you're really cooking with something special. So, yeah, Samuel tops the list for me, but that's also just because I'm addicted to receivers and I'll be watching them more than any other position regardless.
You spend a lot of time with James Patrick over here. And he has to see Curtis run around instead of just hearing people say he can run around. Are you feeling the same way?
Yeah, I am. It's undoubtable that he needs to earn people's trust back. But I'm not necessarily going to be someone who says, all right, I just need to see it come week one. Like, I'm going to be interested to see how he looks in May and then in June and July. I just want to see him build that strength back and be a consistent presence. As long as he has perfect attendance and doesn't have any setbacks, then I think that's a really good indicator. And, again, the groin injury sucked. It ruined his first year here, but it's not like it was a double torn ACL or, like, a neck injury. Like, hopefully, having all that rest and those IR stints, and then this offseason, the groin injury can just be back to 100%. There is no problems there, and he can kind of start with a fresh slate. So, yes, the trust needs to be earned, but I'm not going to necessarily be mega skeptical because it's a groin injury, and there should be enough time for that thing to heal.
I mean, you would certainly hope so and think so. Why do you think the status of the O-line is kind of under the radar, that you're talking at least two new starters and maybe three?
Well, I think that could probably have to do with the fact that they're both guards. It's not like you're starting with two new tackles. The tackles are the more precious position. And while Sam Cosmi needs to be healthier and Leno certainly was solid, I think you can trust those guys to handle the outside. Now, the guards, Trey Turner, he's a five-time Pro Bowler. He's getting a little bit up there in age, but he should still have plenty of years left. And Andrew Norwell, while he may not be as dominant as Sheriff, he does have a similar resume in terms of where his ceiling is. So I think O-line is always overlooked. Sorry, Mitch Tischler, if you're listening. But the fact that they were able to replace Sheriff and Flowers with pretty comparable guys, hopefully it's a wash in there at worst, then you just expect this group to sort of replicate what it did last year into this year. I know Chase Roullier, Chase Young isn't the only guy, the only Chase who needs to come back healthy. Roullier is another guy that we'll probably want to look at in OTA, see how he's dealing with that broken leg he suffered in Denver. But overall, it's a solid group, and the depth, I think, is really good. So I don't think this O-line will be maybe top five like PFS says it is, but I think it's got a very high floor and will certainly not be something that holds this offense back.
Talking with our friend Pete Haley from NBC Sports Washington, the Washington Football Talk podcast. Last one before we let you run. PGA Championship's coming up. Tiger's back. Is Tiger going to make the cut, and who do you like in Tulsa?
I do think Tiger makes the cut. I think that he's been so well rested that that is good for him, and he's gearing up for these just big tentpole events, and I don't think necessarily be in mega contention, but I think he can make the cut. One thing I just picked up on is that it's going to be scorching hot on the first day, so I might be looking to fade some of the players of heavier carriage because it's going to be really hot, and it might be hard to walk up and down that course. In terms of guys that I like, maybe Spieth coming off a second place finish at the Byron Nelson, and this course is more about irons, and Spieth can be pretty magical in that place, and he can always count on a short game. So he's a head case like me, but if he can start fast, and I like Jordan Spieth to factor into Sunday's finish, and Tiger to at least be there on the weekend.
What about your friend?
My friend Ricky, there's nothing to like about his game. I followed him for nine holes at Avenel, and it was kind of sad, honestly. It made me want to cry for him because his life is just so irrelevant. He's, I believe, 55-1 to capture it all. I would put him at 10,000-1 to win this whole thing, but I just hope he goes out there and doesn't embarrass himself because he is in a world of hurt, and I honestly just miss Ricky being relevant.
B, did you notice that Pete tried to compare himself to Jordan Spieth, by the way?
Yeah,
we're both kind of head cases.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, man.
We're both humans, and we both are head cases, and we have arms and legs, and we wear clothes. So there's a lot of similarities.
You're both human. I wonder if he has trouble chewing his food, too. Pete, thank you for the time.
Sorry,
we always appreciate you, man. Even if we're
I always appreciate you
to.
Guys, too. No, it's okay. You guys are nice to have me on this wildly successful show, and I'm sorry my voice sounded higher than normal.
To me, it just sounds more distorted, but that could also just be my... It sounds like not your greatest connection. That's my stance.
Okay.
What do you
Understood.
Say,
B? He sounds like that all the time to me.
Okay. Thank you, Pete.
Right.
We'll talk later.
Goodbye.
He's like, goodbye. Let me get off this phone.
Julie Donaldson will join the show in just about an hour, talking about an event that fans can go to tomorrow night with a whole bunch of Commanders connections. I want to get into the top 25 players under 25 and who might belong on that list from the Commanders.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!